This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Mexico's deputy health minister says he's worried about people coming into Mexico from the U.S. The U.S. has far more cases of coronavirus than Mexico, which has 42 cases and one death as of this morning. The Mexican government said it might consider limits at its northern border. Local businesses would feel it first. Marketplace's Andy Euler spoke with the head of a logistics company near the border in Brownsville, Texas.
An 18-wheeler carrying pipes for oil and gas extraction is backing up to a loading dock at the Hessen Group's Brownsville, Texas office. Hessen is a supply chain company. It acquires parts and components for other companies to build stuff. Its headquarters are in Matamoros, Mexico, just a few miles from here. The company's president, Francisco Holmes, shows me around. He tells me those pipes are on their way to Canada, and a few of them will travel all the way to Alaska for an oil company up there. As we walk from the warehouse dock to Ohms' office, he picks up a little box. He says inside this box is a little screw for a tractor. Without it, a farmer would have to stop working because the tractor wouldn't work. That little screw was imported from China. He says the slowing of factories in China because of the coronavirus means his suppliers, like the screw maker, were running low and making it tough to get his hands on the parts his customers need. The Chinese government says the virus has peaked there and factories are starting to get back to normal. But Holmes admits he doesn't know if he can trust that. He says his company might have dodged a bullet if Chinese suppliers are indeed coming back online. And his big concern now is the Texas-Mexico border. If they close ports of entry, he says, it would cause problems and disrupt the economies of the United States, Mexico, and Canada. And for his business? We just stopped doing business, he says. All of his shipments run from Mexico into the United States and then some into Canada. So any border closure would make Hessen's work impossible. And we can't be interrupted, he says, because that would have a knock-on effect to many other businesses that depend on the parts and components that he gets to them. The Hessen Group employs about 150 people split between both sides of the border. It's a small part of a large ecosystem. Two-thirds of Mexico's export business is with the United States, and 70% of that passes through Texas. Holmes says before anyone considers closing the border, President Trump and Mexico's President Andrés Manuel López Obrador should discuss a coordinated response to the virus. As for now, he says all his people can work from home if the situation calls for it. Everyone here has a laptop, he says, but he says the independent truck drivers and contractors who work on the loading docks, they have to be here to run things. Those people also only get paid if they show up for work. So for now, they're glad COVID-19 hasn't shut this part of Texas down. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.